Mayor G.T. Bynum making headlines over the weekend as St. Francis Hospital System announced that once the mayor's term's over in December, he has a new job with them as Director of Community and Government Affairs. And G.T. Bynum joins us live for Monday with Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited about it. It's just a incredible organization that does so much good in Tulsa. And my main worry in leaving office was that I wouldn't be able to keep doing meaningful work and making an impact in the community. And now I'm going to get to do that with just an amazing team at St. Francis. So I'm really excited.
Well, I take it you're wearing a pink tie this morning.
I only have one pink tie, so yes, I am. I need to get more. Gonna have to do some improvements. All I have is green ties and one pink tie.
So well, you got to get shopping then.
So I know.
This is a new position for the hospital as well as yourself, right? What are you going to be doing there?
So I'll be the vice president over community and government affairs. So supervising all of the hospital's work with local, state, and federal governmental leaders and agencies, and then also the hospital's work in the communities that it serves, supervising that as well, making sure that we're a great partner with local nonprofits and organizations that have the same goal that the St. Francis Health System has, which is improving the health of the communities that we serve. So I'm, again, just over the moon, excited about the opportunity. Still have a whole lot to get done in the next 167 days as mayor, but excited to know that on the other side of leaving office is going to be such a wonderful opportunity.
I mean, before we leave the St. Francis story, it's got to feel familiar to you in a way, given how close your great-grandfather Joseph LaFortune was to William Warren, the founder of St. Francis. Can you explain the connection?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, I've admired the organization and the institution of St. Francis all my life. It was founded by William and Natalie Warren in the 1950s, about 64 years ago. And Mr. Warren had moved to Tulsa as a young man from Tennessee and started a company. And around that same time, my great-grandfather, Joe LaFortune, moved here with nothing, literally not a dime to his name, and his luggage was stolen off the train from Indiana on the way here. And he went to work for Mr. Warren. They ended up building up Warren Petroleum together, and when they sold it in the 50s, that enabled my great-granddad to build LaFortune Park, which generations of Tulsans have enjoyed, and enabled Mr. and Mrs. Warren to found St. Francis. And I've just had so much admiration for the Warren family all my life and the level of excellence that they've maintained at that hospital. But for me personally, the bond with St. Francis, I would say, has really been forged in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, being there on the day that Sergeant Johnson was shot and spending that day with the officers and his family and seeing the care that the team at St. Francis gave them, touring the COVID treatment wards and seeing the care that the folks were giving those patients. And of course, the day of the Natalie shooting and then the day after and seeing after everything that team had been through, everybody was back at work the next day ready to help save lives. I love it. I love St. Francis, and I'm so grateful that I get the chance to serve the institution.
Congratulations again. Talking to the mayor, we got to get to our top story this morning, and this is something, it seems odd to us, that it has kind of flown under our radar, at least. Tulsa World with a story on it this morning that a Norwegian solar company, Norsun, is trying to lease land at the airport for a $500 million plant that would make parts for the solar energy industry and employ about 300 people. Can you shed some light on that?
Well, no pun intended, right?
Yes. No. No, strictly not intended, but okay, sometimes you stumble on one.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a really exciting deal, and I want to give a ton of credit to the team at the airport. Daniel Regan, who leads their economic development work, has really been working hard on recruiting this company, on recruiting a lot of different companies, because the reality is we have so much available industrial land around the airport, which is of great in exporting and shipping things by air. And NorthSun is a company that's looking to build a significant facility here in Tulsa that would, as you mentioned, employ hundreds of people, but have a massive capital expense on building it, and they'd be building key components that you would see that go into solar panels that actually are the parts that convert the sunlight into power. So it's a really exciting deal, and it's another example of how our economic development ecosystem here in Tulsa is just working together really well between the Tulsa Chamber, our team at the city, and the team at the airport. Everybody worked very hard to get this reeled in, and I'm very excited about it.
Is this NorthSun deal related to the Enel deal, the Italian company that's building solar panels out at Porta Catuzza?
Well, I think that what you're seeing, and you see this a lot of the time, is that these clusters start to form where you have, you're developing a workforce with a level of expertise. Certainly, we've enjoyed that historically in skilled manufacturing or in aerospace manufacturing or in oil and gas. But to have it emerging in the solar panel manufacturing space is very exciting when you think about that as an alternative source of energy moving forward.
Tulsa, that is a name that is being spoken around the world again today, with the Outsiders winning the Tony for Best Musical last night. Promotionally, the city's on a roll this year, isn't it?
I'm just over the moon excited for this. I'm so excited for, because having gotten to know the performers in the show, the director, the team that made it all happen, knowing how they just poured their hearts into that show. And it was one of those things where you go to it, and we loved it as Tulsans, but you think, well, is anybody else going to love it as much as we do? And then it wins Best Musical at the Tonys.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Awesome.
And it's so exciting because, you know, that's one of those key things that is going to drive attendance and turnout at the show, which is something you've always, you know, the shows themselves are great, but Broadway can be a brutal business. And if you're not having confirmation that you've got a great show, you're going to see your attendance dwindle. And instead, we get the opposite of that for the Outsiders, thanks to this just really exciting honor. It's great for Tulsa, yes, but we're just so proud to be a small part of it, so proud of the way they've honored Essie Hinton's novel. And it's an amazing day to celebrate here in Tulsa. I'm just over the moon about it.
Before we let you go, we've got to note the one-year anniversary tomorrow and Wednesday of the Father's Day storm, the derecho, and all the damage it did. A year after, what are your thoughts?
My kids now congratulate me on Father's Day that we have power. So I guess that'll be a thing. That's what I got for Father's Day.
Oh, that's so kind.
Lack of a disaster.
A little attitude from the kids. I love it.
Love it.
Yeah, thanks.
Here's your gift.
But no, I think, you know, I don't think we knew it was serious at the time. But now when you look back and realize that's the largest green waste cleanup initiative in the history of Tulsa, including the famous ice storm from back in the 2000s. And the fact that our companies got power restored, that nobody in Tulsa panicked. You know, a lot of the time law enforcement is concerned there's going to be, in other cities you would see looting or crime spike. We had none of that in Tulsa. Tulsans just yet again, as they have over and over again over the last 5 years, proved themselves to be good neighbors who watch out for one another. And we got through it and cleaned it up. It took a long time because there's so much debris to clean up. But again, as with any number of different things that have happened, I just thought it shows that this generation of Tulsans is absolutely worthy of the honor that we give for those who came before us, who have endured so much by pulling together and helping each other out.
Oh, belated happy Father's Day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.